Well, happy Thursday and welcome aboard. I am so glad you've joined us on 97.1 FM on this beautiful Thursday on live local radio. I'm your host, David Keyes. I've got my friend Tag Benefield hiding behind the bulletproof glass over there, just waiting to take care of all sorts of stuff as it pops up today. A couple of great guests today, too. First up, we'll have Olivia Casso. She's partnering with her friend Adriana Kaufman for a workshop called Branded, Your Capital Letters, Magnetic Style and Branding Bootcamp on Sunday. That would be May 17th. And then our second guest will be Ryan and also somebody else from, oh, there he is. We got Ryan and Ryan. There you go, from Bonner General Health, stroke coordinators helping us. And I'm going to try not to have a stroke today as I'm introducing them. That would be great. And then look, there it is, Benjamin Pope. He's also an RN EMT at BGH. Anyway, they're here to talk about Stroke Awareness Month. So there you go. That's a good lead-in. Well, very, very good. What a weekend last weekend was here, and what a weekend we have on the calendar for next week when Lost in the 50s roars into town. This past weekend, we had 150 Rotarians from Canada, Washington, Montana, and Idaho, and perfect weather for the Rotary District Conference. Rotarians invaded the Columbia Bank Building, Canada, Heartwood Center, and the Pine Street Woods, and there were bagpipes, historical downtown tours, bell choirs, karaoke, and all sorts of stuff, and even some business was handled that way, too. So, and a big shout-out to the Sandpoint and Ponderay Clubs for coming together to make that thing happen. There's now a permanent peace pole and time capsule at the Pine Street Woods as a result of the conference. More than 100 items were buried in the time capsule, and that'll be opened around 21:26, just in time for Tag to be up there to unlock it, because I did the math. I won't probably be around for that, but Tag, you will be, right?
I hope so. That'd be really cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
What'd you put in there?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Nobody else knows this, but in fact, well, some people may. I wrote a check for $1 million, and I post-dated it to 21:26. Yeah. I don't know. If it survives, that'd be great.
Hopefully to me. That'd be really
you know what? No, I wrote it to – I left that part blank, so okay. I figured whoever. But I also figured out that that would buy like a cup of coffee in 100 years probably too. So anyway, there's a cool bunch of things, and we'll talk about that on a different show because a lot of interest in it. Everything from coins, the last penny – that was produced this year, this last year of that. That'll be worth like 2 cents by then, I bet. That'll be great. And a whole bunch of commemorative things, from patches from the police force here, sheriff's department, EMTs, all that kind of cool stuff, just to show people in the future what life was like here. So I think that's kind of a fun little snapshot of who we are and what we do. Also, in the immediate future, we have Lost in the 50s coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, beginning on May 15th, a tradition, a Sandpoint tradition like none other, and that has survived the test of time, too. So check online to see if that's something that might interest you, and if it doesn't, you're not going to be able to avoid it. There'll be several hundred cars downtown and lots of noise and lots of fun, so it's a cool thing. Is that a cool thing for your generation, there, Tag?
Yeah. Even in the schools, when we were little kids and everything, it was a whole... That whole week, everyone would dress up and stuff, go out on that Friday night. It was really cool. Very unique to Sandpoint.
It is. I think in the concerts, people forget about the concerts. I think Marlise and I went out there one time for a concert, and I don't know. It was fun enough, but fun enough to do it one time. We haven't gone back since. But those people who are into that music had fun, and it was more of a social thing anyway. So, you know, get out your poodle skirts and roll up those white T-shirts and call it a party, I guess. What the heck, huh? Well, let's do this, Tag. Let's take a break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking with the awesome Olivia Casso about your Magnetic Style and Branding Bootcamp.
In North Idaho, we don't want politicians. We want conservative neighbors who show up. I'm Mark Sauter. For 4 years, I fought for our district, protecting Lake Ponderay, strengthening our fire and emergency services, and making sure Boise actually hears North Idaho's voice. I talked to our first responders, our schools, and our counties. You deserve a representative who knows this land as well as you do. I'm rooted here, fighting for you. I'm asking for your vote, May 19th, Mark Sauter, District 1A.
Paid for by campaign from Mark Sauter, Ryan Wells, Treasurer.
You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on our versatile, reliable lineup, helping you turn dream projects into reality. Visit your Kubota dealer today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, zero down and up to 84 months financing available, and save up to $5,500 off select compact tractors. Sale in soon. Stop by your local dealer or go to gokubota.com.
Visit AdamsTractor.com or swing by one of our five locations to find your Kubota today.
If you've been saying you're fine, even when you're not, that's okay. You don't have to carry everything alone. At Kiniksu Community Health, you'll find real people ready to listen, real support for whatever you're facing, and real conversations that help. Whether it's stress, anxiety, grief, or burnout, we meet you exactly where you are without judgment. You're not fine, and that's fine. Visit kchni.org or call to book your appointment.
This Mother's Day, pamper your mom with a luxurious treatment from Highlands Day Spa. Voted best spa in North Idaho by the Inlander. Give her a rejuvenating massage, facial, mani and pedi, or a full body treatment. She deserves it. With locations in Post Falls and on Sherman Avenue in Coeur d'Alene, there's a Highlands Day Spa near you. Shop anytime at HighlandsDaySpa.com. Treating mom has never been easier. Make this the best Mother's Day ever.
Hey y'all, Eli Winders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever, taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Winders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
And welcome back to 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David Keyes, and I'm so glad you joined us this afternoon on what really feels like a summer day. Holy smokes, blue skies, warm temperatures, no wind, dandelions popping up, all the good stuff that you'd expect to see right about now, for sure. Joining us today is Olivia Casso, a local marketing expert who has an event coming up with Adriana Kaufman to help polish up your magnetic style and branding with a boot camp. Welcome, Olivia.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and perhaps maybe what this boot camp's all about?
Yeah, so my name is Olivia Casso. I am fifth generation in Sandpoint, Idaho. I am a graduate of Western Governors University with a degree in bachelor's in marketing. My bachelor's degree in marketing and business administration. I fell in love with marketing and branding my freshman year of college. I have been a photographer almost my entire life that I can remember, artist also, and I was trying to figure out a way to translate that into being able to make a little money, being able to support myself, but also being able to help my community.
Very, very good. So that led you to here. And you and Adriana have been friends for a little while.
Yes.
And she's kind of known as the fashionista of our community. Mm-hmm. She's in BNI with a bunch of us, and she also is the person you go to when you want to update your wardrobe and your and all that. So you are handling like the branding part of the world, it sounds like to me, like image and all that. And she's more of the personal image. Would that be true?
Not necessarily, actually, because both of what Adriana and I do translate from the personal also into the business aspect. Basically just creating a visual cohesion on both ends. So creating it in person via your style and creating it through maybe your logos, your business cards, and then also creating it digitally, which like I can, you know, look at one of Adriana's clients and I can tell exactly what business they work for because of the styles that they've chosen and the colors that they've chosen. So what I do is kind of similar and kind of different.
I guess so. So why would somebody want to go to this workshop and tell me what they get out of it?
Yeah. So the main thing that Adriana and I have focused on the last few months is just building that community. I met her and it felt like we had like just this friendship spark immediately because she is an entrepreneur. She's really determined, really community minded. And we were noticing that there's a lot of people like us around our area who are wanting to do similar things, wanting to have that space, wanting to maybe start a business. So this is definitely for them. Branding can be a... really hazy area. It can be kind of hard to get started because it's just such a abstract concept. But if you can make it real, tangible, just kind of demystify the process for people, whether you're, you know, just starting a business for your first time or you're going through a rebrand, it's for anybody who's looking to do that.
Yeah, growing up in southeastern Montana, branding had a different name and a different outcome that way too. But I guess both ways, it leaves a lasting impression if you do it right. Very good. So who is your target market here? Is it a certain age group, you think, or is it more people who just, again, want to get the word out about themselves?
Not necessarily, no. I welcome anybody. I've noticed that there's a lot of people just starting businesses of any age at this point. And you know, people who are my age are needing help with this. People who are in their 60s or 70s are needing help with this. I've had a few clients who are in town who are, you know, in an older demographic, and it just helps kind of aid on that process. And it's not necessarily creating, you know, this false persona for people, but it's really bringing out what makes them unique and what makes them special and clarifying their messages and figuring out how to communicate that to their target audiences.
Very good. So if you have an existing business, maybe you've been doing it for 25 years or so, and you're happy with your logo, you're happy with your social media presence, is it maybe time for a refresh to at least have maybe some fresh eyes look at that? Or do you think things are okay if you're getting the results you think you need?
It depends on the person. It really depends. I know really fabulous local businesses and just people in general who have, you know, a great client base, but social media might not be their thing necessarily, and figuring out how to translate that digitally can be really tough for people. We're in a town where we're a really Facebook dominated town, and that's fantastic. However, you're attracting larger, younger demographics of this town, and there's people who might not know that you exist. There's people who might just find their activities or their coffee shops or their restaurants through Instagram. So if you're not reaching those people, even if you have a well-established brand, even if you're happy with your branding, there is always ways to communicate to a new audience.
And it changes too, doesn't it? Because exactly. Facebook used to be the brand, and then all of a sudden you have X popping in there, you have Slack, you have all sorts of different options. And maybe those people don't know about those options if you own that business, but their customers might be looking for them on those different platforms. And again, you wouldn't have a clue unless you're open-minded at least to look at the other platforms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. So coming out of this workshop, this boot camp that you're going to have, will people become more aware of the different audiences that are out there that they may not know?
Yeah, that and just the different aspects of branding that you can do, because there are so many things that are branding, and it's such a kind of generic term that I could say it and a lot of people might not know what I mean, but I see your Rotary logo, right?
Right.
I see your Rotary logo. The first thing I associate with that is trust. I associate community, and I associate the people that you've helped, and that's completely by design.
Right.
So you don't have to be a millionaire or billionaire to communicate what you are and who you want to attract to your audience. It's just those little visual cues, those things that really build trust over time. And it's hard to build trust with an audience and a recognition if there's no consistency. Right. So what we're really aiming to do is just to get people to be consistent, through ways that, you know, you might not necessarily have realized. There's really a lot of just touch points there. They say it takes about 7 touch points to retain a customer.
Right.
So those touch points could be your website. That could be, you know, maybe starting a podcast. That could be having an Instagram. That could be having your business cards at like a local cafe, that sort of stuff.
Sure. All over, all the time. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, because you don't know what sticks for sure.
Right.
So let's take Adriana's point of view for a second. She couldn't be here today, but you guys finish each other's sentences these days. What can a person get out of listening to Adriana for a while at a workshop like this? What would they take away?
Well, if you've ever heard Adriana speak, that you know she's a treasure trove of knowledge. She really communicates style as strategy, whether that's personal style or business style. The just knowledge that she has and the kind of statistics she has to back her work up are really incredible. Her point of view in this entire workshop is going to be about colors, which is kind of funny because I don't think people really think about the power of color enough, but our brains do associate certain colors with certain traits. So if you're wearing blue, people associate that with being trustworthy. A lot of people in finance or real estate will actually wear blue shirts to try to signal to their customers that they can trust them. So her point of view is kind of just focusing on colors and focusing on the really personality of the people who are wearing the clothes and how to communicate that through their clothing.
Sure. I know of a couple success stories that she's had with people in BNI, for example. Bryce Egbert, he's the typical CPA. The joke was he used to wear T-shirts to the meetings that would have hamburger stains and stuff on them, and now he just wears the T-shirts without the stains. No, he's actually upgraded a bit that way. She actually took him shopping in Spokane, and they spent a day looking for clothes, and he upped his game that way. And he says that he feels more professional, more engaged, more, again, in that realm of being an advisor that way versus maybe just being, you know, Joe CPA or whatever else or all that. Is that true?
Yeah, no, very much so. What she does is, again, really similar to what I do. Neither of us are looking to create a completely new person, a persona, something that doesn't resonate with you. We are looking to really bring out the best in people. So there really is a part of your brain where, you know, you step into a suit and you feel fantastic and you feel really confident and you can take on the world. You can step into a pair of jeans and feel comfortable. It really does signal to our brains that we can kind of switch those hats. And especially as people who wear a lot of hats, that can be incredibly important for just shifting that mindset, shifting into the role of a business owner. Because if you're wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt, you might not feel like a business owner. You might feel like somebody who is just showing up to work, getting the work done, and not really putting your best foot forward.
Sure. So you may not feel like that, but also your customer, the person you have an interaction might have that first impression too, right?
Yeah. And, you know, she's very aware of the fact that we're in a community that is, we're in the Northwest, we're casual up here. And a business suit and, you know, slacks might not necessarily communicate to your customer that you're trustworthy. Mm-hmm. So she does a really great job of marrying, you know, casual, personable with professional as well. So,
So when I had a sales team, I would always ask them to dress one step above the client. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're going to go out and see somebody who's a blue collar, make sure you're blue collar plus. Make sure, you know, you're that one step above that too. So Olivia, before we run out of time, tell people how to get a hold of you about this workshop. How do they register? What's it cost? And when will it be again?
Yeah. So our workshop is going to be at the Luna Alchemy Co. in Pondere, Idaho. Our friend Amanda's space, it's absolutely lovely. If you haven't been out there, we're going to be there on Sunday, May 17th from 11:30 to 1:30 PM. The way that you're going to register is you're going to go online to flora.co and you're going to click on my little store and you're able to pre-register and buy your tickets there.
And I see a little branded flyer here that you have a QR code and everything else. And I assume since you're talking about branding, it's probably popping up on billboards and little bulletin boards all around town, right? So people can find you that way.
Yep, that will be my project this afternoon. And I forgot to mention that the cost of tickets are $40 per person. So about a 2-hour workshop and snacks, drinks will be provided. Just bring your journal, friends, pen. Yeah.
And great connections to be made that way too. Well, I want to thank you for your time today. It was wonderful. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your handler here next to you too. She did really well. But anyway, if you want more information, track down Olivia that way. It'll be worth your time. You've got two of the young professionals in our community trying to help boost up image and all over the place. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about all things festival at Sandpoint.
From Boundary to Idaho County, North Idaho is committed to caring for our communities.
I don't know what Coeur d'Alene would be without our nonprofits.
Every community needs philanthropy. They need people to step up and say, I care about this.
Gifts in any amount make a difference.
When Idaho gives, May 4 through 7, Idaho thrives. Join your neighbors and support local nonprofits at idahogives.org. Idaho Gives is presented by the Idaho Community Foundation and powered by ICCU.
The Co-op Gas and Supply is your hometown propane, farm, home, and hardware store. When you come into the co-op, you can expect friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our goal is to help you find what you need to get back to work or get back out on the road. Whether it's propane for your camping setup, off-road for the farm machinery, or fuel for your car or truck, we have you covered. Our hardware section is impressive, and so is our bulk hose, rope, and chain section. If you haven't gone through our housewares in a while, we think you'll be pleasantly impressed. And don't forget, we have clothing for work and play for both men and women. Check out our pet food and toy section for cats, dogs, and smaller furry friends. You'll find pharmaceutical products for all your pets and livestock, as well as treats and grooming supplies. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Pro-X is the place to go for moms this Mother's Day. Our housewares department boasts a wide variety of products from instant pots, coffee pots, microwaves, electric skillets, pressure cookers, cooking utensils, accessories, and more. Or check out our lawn and garden department for great deals on gardening tools and accessories. We have something for everyone. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. My gosh, I'm so lucky today. We have two, count them, two of the head folks at the Festival at Sandpoint to ready to announce. Was it Paul McCartney? I can't remember who you guys have now, but you're going to announce it here on the air.
Yeah, he's actually sitting in with the Rolling Stones for a show, and they're doing it in Sandpoint.
That's Paul Gunter talking right there. And then Derek Olson's right over here. So just in case you hear these random voices pop in.
That's how you roll.
Yeah.
Must be the beginning of a new month.
It must be actually close to the finish line of getting everything all lined up for the festival, for talent-wise anyway, getting the talent.
Talent is...
We're fully announced at this point. The lineup is out there. Everybody, get on festival@sandpoint.com. Get those tickets.
Buy those tickets. Are they selling well?
There's some shows that are going fast already. Rick Springfield is doing real hot. Aaron Lewis. We've got some Aaron Lewis fans up here.
George Thorogood. And Andy Grammer.
That was a surprise, George Thorogood, I thought. I mean, that's a fun get, as they say.
And with Robert Cray.
Uh-huh. That's even cooler.
Not a combo you would usually expect. Uh-huh. Both of whom, at way different points in time, have graced the festival stage.
Right, right. So, and you knew that, of course, when you went after this talent. And there's something to be said about going back to people that you know a little bit, who had some good traction before, I would assume. But then mixing them like you did there, that'll be quite a night. Oh, my goodness, that'll be a fun night.
Yeah, most of the time those come our direction prepackaged as a tour offer.
Yeah.
And that was a... I know, and when I was secretly asked, I was two thumbs up right away.
Yeah, I like how the old secretly asked thing happens in your world over there, too, because Lord knows we try to pry it out of you, but, you know.
You try harder than some other people, you know.
I do the assumptive thing. I assume, you know, and if you nod, then I know I've got it. You know, but it was a wreath for Paul McCartney. I don't know. I was just hoping.
Maybe someday. Maybe when he's 102.
Maybe so. So, Dara, what's going on around the festival?
Well, right now at the festival, we are doing a lot of non-summer series things. Starting with next Monday, we will do our Youth Strings Orchestra performance. And by we, I don't mean me or Paul. But those lovely youth that we have that practice every Monday all throughout the school year. And Karen Dignan is who we partner with to kind of instruct them, conduct them, if you will. So next Monday, the 18th at 6 p.m. At the First Presbyterian Church over kind of behind Arby's, there will be a free Youth Strings Orchestra concert. So come out and listen to some great strings music
with
and support these
kids. Cookies and punch to follow.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Don't miss
cookies and punch. There you are. There you go. And I'm looking at this little note that you gave me here. You have a lot, like you said, a lot going on off the stage for sure. So you've got this auction going on coming up, and you have snacks at midnight.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Let's break it apart a little bit anyway.
So they're two separate events, but they are kind of related. So our online auction is an annual online auction that we do every spring. It supports our year-round programming, our pre-K outreach, our instrument library, all those things. So we usually source internally some packages for our online auction. Typically that will be a VIP package for every concert. There's a parking spot that you can bid on, front row every night of the series. We will do a blanket placement. So say you want to go to George Thorogood, you haven't bought your tickets yet, but you know you've got five other friends. You can bid on the George Thorogood package. You'll get six tickets. You get a blanket placement with six chairs so you can get right up close, right in front of the stage. And then we'll give you two bottles of wine. You can't take those into the venue, but you can enjoy them at some point at your leisure. So those
before
are
before or after, apparently.
Exactly.
Sure.
So those are some of the packages that we have. And then we also sort of source out externally. We have a Gonzaga sports package this year that is a basketball signed by the 25-26 men's Gonzaga basketball team.
Nice.
So we've kind of supplemented that package with some cool Gonzaga swag, hopefully some sporting tickets to other Spokane soccer, maybe some hockey. So we're hoping to put that together. Yeah. And then think the last year's biggest seller was bottle service. So that's a unique auction package that our board of directors does. They give you a bar credit of about $350. And then they come to your blanket and they will serve you up to three times a night.
Nice.
So you can just go sit at your blanket. They'll come with a tray, take your order, go get you your drinks, bring it back to you. And I think we're going to option maybe three of those this year in our auction.
Well, very good. And it's all online.
It's all online.
And it starts around what I'm going to guess, just to guess, the 27th of May or something?
Yeah, it starts the 27th of May. So smart. It runs through Friday, June the 12th. And then to celebrate our auction.
At noon that day?
Noon. No more.
Hard
done.
Stop.
Hard stop. And then
11:59 p.m. nonsense. Right. Not this time.
We are doing a concert at the Hive on Saturday, June 13th to celebrate our auction. So we are bringing snacks at midnight back. They're going to just, you know, it's just going to be a fun concert. Yeah. The fundraising element to that is kind of a fun idea we had on unlocking the festival. So we're going to have two sponsor season passes in a locked treasure chest. And then you can purchase a key for $15 advance or $20 at the door. And that gives you an option to unlock the box. Now, there's only one key. I believe we have 200 available. There's only one key that will unlock the box, and that will get you two sponsor season passes worth $2,000.
Dara, that's awesome.
It really is.
And it's really cool to use internal stuff that way that people really want. I mean, that's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So off the top of your head, you just listed three major things, and we haven't even talked about the stage.
Though. Not even the actual summer series. I live in the world beyond the summer series.
This is a bubble, though. You're in a bubble.
The shortest part of the year.
Part of the year, I just sort of show up and help out, but my job is really the other 11 months out of the year.
Building up to it you are right now. Are you where you want to be right now with ticket sales, venue preparation, volunteer stuff? I mean, getting
there? We'd always like to see all of our shows selling out the first day, but, you know, that's not our reality. Yeah. And people returning contracts faster. But, at this point, all of our vendors are lined up. We have so many repeats that we've used over the years, from production vendors to food suppliers to porta potties and everything in between. So that part is easier than ever, which is nice. And we have a bigger team now than we've had, I guess.
Ever.
Yeah.
Really?
That helps too. The tradition, the history, people know they can trust working with the festival, which helps a bunch. Mm-hmm. But then also knowing the new and improving generation of people who are those touch points, making all that happen too. Mm-hmm. Ticket sales are going okay, then I'm gathering.
Yeah. Typically, I think we see kind of an increase as it gets closer. I know that us elder millennials, I like to wait until the last minute just to see what I'm doing. So I'm not too – I don't ever get too worried about low ticket sales at the beginning. They usually write themselves right next to the date.
Right. Well, I always enjoy our conversations. And one thing that two people pointed out last time we spoke that really worried them were these off-site fake tickets. And that, is that a th-? And they said, is that a thing? I said, it is absolutely a thing.
Big thing.
And you hear about it on professional sports. Mm-hmm. You hear about it all over. Mm-hmm. So tell us again exactly what we're doing to avoid that. And then secondarily, again, what's the future of ticket sales that way? If people can make these online copies of the QR code or whatever and show up, mm-hmm. that's tough.
It's tough. And so for us, one of the ways that we've tried to combat that is our ticketing platform is eTix. And we only sell our tickets through eTix. And eTix won't release the tickets to the concert until 5 days prior. So if you buy a ticket to George Thorogood, that concert's on August 5th, you're going to get your tickets July 31st emailed to you. What we're seeing already, and I've had a few people come into the office, is they had a weird feeling about their tickets they purchased. Hey, can you help me out? We go through their email. We look. It's come from, you know, Concert Tickets West. They were double charged. You know, someone spent maybe $350 for George Thorogood tickets that would have cost them $160. And then I can't guarantee to them that that barcode hasn't been sold multiple times. So it's really, really important that when you're searching on the Google, the Siri, whoever is doing your internet searching for you, that you select that festivalatsandpoint.com website or go directly to us and link through there to get your tickets, because these sites are crafted to look identical to the ticket platform, and it's an easy fool, and it's just really disheartening when that happens and you see these people taking
advantage. Then you lay out pages from websites, and so you're looking at
right.
what appears to be very accurate information, and seating wise it usually is, but it's through another provider. So
and I can't imagine at the gates when this happens. Ugh. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You've already, it's already been scanned, right, or whatever.
It's already been scanned, or it's a dead code.
Right, right. So then, unfortunately,
there's nothing we can do about that.
Because more than likely, the person who has the fake one showed up early because they know what's going to happen, right? And you can't find that person at that point either.
It's very upsetting. So we just really ask people to be very, very cautious. And if you can, just come into the Festival at Sandpoint offices at 525 Pine Street. We have plenty of people there that are more than happy to print you out a ticket.
Right.
Or purchase your ticket. We don't do the printing.
Right. One other thing, too, that people, I think, forget about sometimes is the great scholarship stuff that you guys do. And I think you're probably pretty well settled on that.
We just wrapped up our scholarships, I guess,
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. The new one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel great to know this talent is out there?
It does. Community? And we were able to put together a panel of about 6 community members to come in and help us judge these postcards that was a new scholarship for us this year. So it wasn't as much music related. It was a little artsy. So we kind of pulled together some people and just the community members that were so excited to come and help us judge. It's really great. It fills your cup to see all these people care so much about the students and really look at the work these kids did and really dissect it and take the time. And did they mean this when they said that? And are we going to allow it? And it was a really fun, we thought it was only going to take 30 minutes. It took about 2 hours.
But doesn't that just make you look at the youth again and say, maybe we're okay?
Oh, absolutely. Dara sat in on all of the musical-related scholarships with me last week, and we had singer-songwriters, singers, instrumentalists, and it was so fun and so inspiring to talk to kids. We had everything from freshmen through graduating seniors, and it was so fun to talk with them about their musical experiences in their life so far, how they see that fitting into their future, whether it's a career or something they just continue to do in some capacity. But to talk to all these kids in a world where, you know, you open any news app, you look at your phone, you turn on the radio most times, and it's doom and gloom.
Right.
It was a really cool and inspiring week to just
– and, you know, you think about that. So – they're lucky enough to live here, which is the most beautiful place in the world. And now they have this talent that now has been discovered a bit. And maybe that's the igniting the flame of whatever they want to do, where most places in the world don't have things like this. And maybe you find that person who says, you know what, I was recognized, and now I'm doing this because of.
Right.
Isn't that great?
That's the goal.
What a good thing. I hope so. Yeah.
That's really our goal.
Yeah. Well, you guys have touched a lot of people. Any other surprises, anything we should know about the festival as we wrap this up?
Nothing else really new. I guess we have a new announcement coming up that we haven't announced yet.
Do you have a new
Let me announcement think about this. A new announcement coming up that we haven't announced yet, but let's talk about it. Let's not talk about it now.
But we're not going to talk about it. That's now. Great. No, we've officially selected a new director to join the staff.
Good.
and they'll be starting in June.
They will round out our three-person leadership team.
Got it. So starting in June. So that's good.
So we'll have a new staff member to join us on all the craziness of the summer series. That'll be lovely.
Right in time for
the busiest part of the year. We're really excited. Mm-hmm.
And I imagine it's been a missing piece of what you're doing, but you guys also have done very well too. I mean, you get by, right? I mean,
yeah, it'll be nice to have the support.
Yeah, it'll be really, we're all very excited. So, yeah.
Well, you look outside, you see summer coming. It used to be back in the day, you know, Lost in the 50s was the day of the big dump of here's who's coming type of thing. Huh. Internet ruined that. Yeah. the websites of the bands ruined that because they started saying, hey, we're coming to Sandboy.
Well, keep it a secret.
Right. But I guess this is my time of year when I start thinking about the festival too. You know, it's school's coming to a close. Summer's coming on. Sandpoint, again, is the most beautiful place in the world in the summer. And there's nothing that defines Sandpoint more than the festival at Sandpoint, in my mind anyway. And I want to thank you for both of what you do. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you guys, too, as we go through all this. It's been fun to watch it all come together this year. And I know there's still a lift coming, for sure. But, Dara Paul, thank you again for stopping by today.
Absolutely.
And we'll stay in touch. And thanks for not giving me any scoops today. I appreciate
not
that.
Not today.
That's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. It really is. Great. Well, when we come back, we'll be highlighting, looking at, and maybe focusing on Stroke Awareness Month, which is appropriate right now through all this give and take going on here. But we have two experts from BGH talking about what to look for in the strokes. So we'll catch you after the break.
The festival at Sandpoint is back from July 30th through August 9th. You won't want to miss Rick Springfield, Metland, Andy Grammer, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and more. Buy tickets and learn more at festivalatsandpoint.com. The Festival at Sandpoint is back.
Spring is calling, and North 40 Outfitters has the deals to get you moving. Right now, get a $200 gift card with the purchase of any steel or Aaron's Zero Turn Mower. Spruce up the yard with 15% off garden decor or treat yourself to Wrangler. Spend $75 or more on Wrangler apparel and get a free purse or wallet. Don't forget, women's footwear is buy one, get one 50% off, and anglers save 15% on select rods and reels. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting, work, and play.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has been operating in the Sandpoint area for over 30 years. Over that period of time, our dealership has acquired a staff of some of the best local talent in the automotive maintenance and repair business. Our service advisors and managers have over 50 combined years of experience working in Chevrolet service departments. Taylor & Sons' deep roster of technicians allows for same week or sometimes same day appointments. Taylor & Sons is constantly investing in the training of our technicians to ensure we're the most competent service center in the area for your Chevrolet or GM vehicle. What this adds up to is one of the most trained and organized repair facilities in the region. In addition to our staff's competence, Taylor & Sons Certified Service offers everyday value for maintenance items such as oil changes, brakes, and batteries. Taylor & Sons also offers a price match guarantee on most name brand tires. Tires are always on sale at Taylor & Sons. All of this work is performed in our clean, state-of-the-art facility. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
You've got your weekend project mapped out. Fence posts? Check. Tools? Check. Buried gas line? Uh-oh. Skip the guesswork and visit PanhandlePrivateLocate.com. We're the certified pros who find underground utility lines before you dig. No sparks, no surprises, just safe digging. Book your locate today at PanhandlePrivateLocate.com. That's PanhandlePrivateLocate.com.
For a different approach to spaying or neutering your dog, at VCA North Idaho Animal Hospital, we offer ovary-sparing spays and vasectomies, modern options that provide sterilization while preserving your pet's natural hormones. Hormone-sparing procedures may benefit working and competition dogs, and certain breeds like Golden Retrievers, where maintaining hormone levels can support long-term health. Curious if it's right for your pet? Call today to schedule a consultation with Dr. Talitha Neer at VCA North Idaho Animal Hospital, because your pet's health deserves personalized care.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back. I am so glad you decided to join us today. There are many options out there for listening on Radio Land, and I'm so happy you found us because, frankly, the other ones suck. That was a joke just to see if Tag was going to have a stroke, which he didn't, so there he goes. That's what we're looking for, stroke symptoms right there. He held up well. That's good. He's still smiling, and he didn't fall off the chair. That's even better. So, but two people who would know about stroke symptoms are here with us today. I've got Ryan Kerouac. He's an RN, CEN, an emergency room manager and stroke coordinator at our own BGH. And Benjamin Pope, he's an RN, EMT, TSE program coordinator, and also at BGH. Welcome, gentlemen. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, David. Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to learning some things that, frankly, most people don't really know about. They've heard about strokes. They kind of know what they are, but they really don't know. So I figured Stroke Awareness Month, let's talk about that a little bit. So maybe let's go through this. How does a person know if they're having a stroke? Does a person themselves know they're having one, or do people recognize it in them first? Who wants that one?
I'll take it, David.
Okay, Ryan, there you go.
So a lot of the times people will notice that something's off within themselves. And then other times family members will notice. Sometimes you'll have such a large stroke that the person will not be aware of themselves. They'll be very disoriented to their normal condition. So they won't know who they are, where they are, or they won't be able to speak. So in those cases, it's very important that the family members identify, like, this is odd behavior for whomever it is.
Sure.
And then they seek treatment for that person.
And I imagine, again, when all that's cascading in this person's brain or whatever's going on there, they're not listening. They're not talking. They're not cognitive. All that stuff has gone out the window. But mom or sister or daughter or somebody says, Dad, it's just not right. 911. It's got to be that quickly too, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Ben can attest to this, that we have such a great EMT service here, Bonner County EMS, that if you call 911, they'll be there relatively quickly. I know that quick is always depending on where you live, big county. But they'll be there, and they'll be able to give you really great advice on whether you should come into the hospital or whether you shouldn't come into the hospital.
Right, Benjamin. I think he's teed that up for you a little bit. I'm guessing time is of the essence. And our EMS system has a good network of people out there. Tell us about that. How fast does a person need to have some kind of intervention to help them?
Yeah, really. I mean, the faster that those symptoms can be recognized, the better outcome there is for the patient. Generally, for patients, you know, we like to see them within that 4.5 hour window. And that window is when we can give medication that can help break apart clots, but also getting them to the right care that they need. They say that every minute you're having a stroke, you're losing about 1.9 million neurons.
Wow. And there's some backlog, I'm sure. You know, you're not using the whole bank, but time's of the essence for sure that way.
Absolutely.
So they come into the ambulance call is called 911. They show up in a hurry like they always do. Do they treat the patient right there for stroke symptoms, or do they have to haul them back to BGH before any kind of treatment begins?
So if it's a really severe stroke, they can manage their airway, they can stabilize them. But really, it's kind of like what we used to say when I used to work EMS, it's bright lights and diesel. You know, getting them to the hospital is really important. At Bonner General, we have a stroke program. We're a level 3 stroke center. We have the ability, our nurses are trained to recognize the signs and symptoms of stroke. We can do imaging at our hospital, their brain, to see whether it's a hemorrhagic stroke. We can do a CT angio, which is going to tell us if they have a large vessel occlusion. And once we have that imaging, we can decide whether they're going to get medication at our hospital, if they can be treated at our hospital, or if they need to be transferred to another hospital for advanced stroke care.
Sure, sure. I've seen an acronym. I don't know what it is. It's the TSE program. Is that you?
And well,
tell me a little bit more about what that means and how that works at BGH.
So the state of Idaho has a TSE council, and the TSE stands for time-sensitive emergencies. And there are really a lot of people have emergencies, but the TSE is a defined 3 emergencies, and those are trauma, stroke, and STEMI. And BGH is putting a lot of time, money, and effort into increasing our ability to treat those 3 issues. We put that time, money, and effort into that because they affect a lot of people. The younger crowd, 18 and under, 25 and under, they're dying from traumatic incidences. And then, you know, once you get above 65, a lot of people are dying from heart-related issues, and heart problems will cause you a STEMI, which is one of the TSC designations, which is really a fancy way to say a really bad heart attack. And then those heart-related issues will also cause strokes, which is the number one debilitating disease in America.
Sure.
Ben was recently promoted into a new role at BGH to be the TSC coordinator. So his job is to take those three diagnoses and make BGH the best at treating those three problems. And we and he is doing an exceptional job at that.
Well, good, Ben. I'm glad to hear that. It's almost like triage, isn't it? I mean, those are serious things. When that's – everybody's on – all hands on deck when that happens, I'm sure. And everybody's trained up, you know, ongoing education, all that good stuff to be ready for that. And I got to believe we're all getting older and fatter and more likely to have strokes and stuff. I mean, I watched the population bubble, and we're all getting into our 60s now, and that's prime time for what you're talking about, right? So I guess to be reactive to what a community needs, that's what you're doing, I think, because, again, math tells you there's X number of people now at this age will have something happen, and we better be ready for it here. Is that true?
Yeah, and kind of going back to why our TSC program is so important for our community is, like Ryan said, Bonnert County is a huge area. It's almost 2,000 square miles. We also serve Western Montana, and we are the only hospital in Bonnert County. And for TSC patients, you want to see that treatment in that first hour window. And so a lot of patients, it takes an hour. It can take upwards of an hour for them just to get to our facility. So we're able to give them that treatment they need right here in Sandpoint in their own home community.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as people are listening to the radio and checking us online later on, isn't it important just to remember if you think something's going on to get it checked? I mean, isn't that like – would that solve like 90% of the problem that people say, oh, I'll walk it off or I'll sleep it off or whatever else. This head, my head kind of hurts or my neck or my whatever's going on. If they would just say, go get it checked, they might be better off. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's like we talked about with Bonnert County EMS. You know, they're such a great service we have here, especially for being a small community. Highly trained, skilled paramedics, and they are trained to assess for those signs and symptoms and be able to help you make that decision. Yeah, you need to go to the hospital.
So is this when a family steps in? You know, if dad says, oh, I don't want that ambulance in my neighborhood. They'll turn those lights off, you know, whatever, that type of thing. They just got to say, no, we're taking care of you, Dad. Is that kind of what has to go on?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, people don't want to believe that they're having this going on. Sure. And it takes that family stepping in. My grandmother was recently taken to the hospital where she lives. She was a stroke alert there. She refused to go in until my mom told her, either you go in or I'm calling the ambulance. She said she wouldn't go, so they called the ambulance. Right. And she was brought to the hospital and got the care she needed.
Yeah, I know. You hear those stories about people driving themselves in, too. And I think, oh, my God, what could happen there, right? You're having all sorts of troubles that way. So can we rest assured that we've got a pretty good network then of providers aiming back towards BGH, which is doing the best possible work right now? Would you say that?
We have an excellent group of emergency room providers. Almost all of them are board certified, which is a really, really rare thing to have in a rural hospital like we do. But it's so beautiful here. Why wouldn't you want to live here and practice emergency medicine?
And that's what happens, isn't it? You attract these great professionals and say, you know, we could work about anywhere. We could live about anywhere. But, head Sandpoint, tail Sandpoint. We're going to Sandpoint.
Heck yeah.
I know a few of them have done that. And it's just great to see that. And, you know, you talk to some of the old-time doctors here, too, and they say, you know, of course, I could have gone bigger or whatever else and gone somewhere else, but I wouldn't want to raise my family anywhere else but here. And, you know, you look at the lake, you look at the mountains, you look at stuff, and there's no better place. And I think BGH has done a good job of keeping up with that, too. When people come here, they're not taking really a step back in their professionalism at all. The services are there. The equipment's there. The people surrounding you are there. And that's, like you said, not always the case in a smaller hospital.
Oh, you see it with our CT suite recently. We got a brand new CT machine, so we're able to run CT simultaneously in two different rooms. That just happened in the course of the last 3 years. And the BGH Foundation, which is a group of residents, of locals who help guide and direct the hospital's the way it's going and where it's going and what we're doing at the hospital. They were instrumental in the construction and the purchase of that new CT machine.
Yeah, a game changer for sure. There's no doubt about that. So we've talked about when a person starts to show signs of a stroke, family intervenes, they intervene, whatever happens to get them taken to your facility. What about recovery? What about the long road back or the short road back, depending on how severe it all is? Where does BGH step in on that process?
Well, if they're seen at our hospital, for a good portion of our patients are admitted to our hospital for strokes, and we have PT services, occupational therapy services, so we can provide a lot of that care patients need here in Sandpoint. And the sooner they get that care, the better the outcomes are.
Right, right. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for your time today. We're running out of time in a quick hurry. That way, I just got the note from Tag that, hey, you're going over. But thanks for all you do. If people have any questions at all, get a hold of you, Bonner General Health, making sure that connection is made. And when in doubt, make that phone call. Save a life. So thanks again for stopping by, gentlemen. I appreciate that. And we'll catch you all next week on the radio.